Recently, Wheeler has gone further and proposed that intelligent life not only must appear, but must go on to pervade every part of the universe in order that every bit of information about the physical state of the universe should eventually be observed. Wheeler's conclusions seem to me to provide a good example of the dangers of taking too seriously the doctrine of positivism, that science should concern itself only with things that can be observed. Other physicists, including myself, prefer another, realist way of looking at quantum mechanics, in terms of a wave function that can describe laboratories and observers, as well as atoms and molecules, governed by nature, that do not materially depend on whether there are any observers or not. Some scientists make much of the fact that some of the fundamental constants have values that seem remarkably well suited to the appearance of intelligent life in the universe. It is not yet clear whether there is anything to this observation, but even if there is, it does not necessarily imply the operation of a divine purpose. In several modern cosmological theories, the so-called constants of nature, such as the masses of the elementary particles, actually vary from place to place or from time to time, or even from one term in the wave function of the universe to another. If that were true, then as we have seen, any scientists who study the laws of nature would have to be living in a part of the universe where the constants of nature take values favorable for the evolution of intelligent life. For an analogy, suppose that there is a planet called Earth Prime, in every respect identical to our own, except that on this planet mankind developed the science of physics without knowing anything about astronomy. E.g., one might imagine that Earth Prime's surface is perpetually covered by clouds. Just as on Earth, students on Earth Prime would find tables of fundamental constants at the back of their physics books. These tables would list the speed of light, the mass of the electron, and so on, and also another fundamental constant, having the value 1.99 calories of energy per minute per square centimeter, which gives the energy reaching Earth Prime's surface from some unknown source outside. On Earth, this is called the solar constant, because we know that this energy comes from the sun. But no one on Earth Prime would have any way of knowing where this energy comes from, or why this constant takes this particular value. Some physicist on Earth Prime might note that the observed value of this constant is remarkably well suited to the appearance of life. If Earth Prime received much more, or much less than 2 calories per minute per square centimeter, the water of the oceans would instead be vapor or ice, leaving Earth Prime with no liquid water or reasonable substitute in which life could have evolved.